Restaurant as we roll along here on a Saturday morning. It's boys basketball week, and Chad Caldwell, assistant at Smyrna High School, joins us this morning. Lost last night 65-56 to the second-ranked team in the district, the Siegel Stars, 65-56, that one on the road. And you put up quite the road test last night for the Siegel Stars, it looked like.
We played well in spurts. We when you shoot 7 of 21 from the free throw line, it's hard to beat a team like Siegel. We just keep shooting ourselves in the foot at the free throw line. Right now, I think it's just a mental thing more than anything. We've tried a bunch of different things to try to get us going from the line, and going to have to try some more things, I guess.
Does it become a mental thing where kids think too much about it sometimes? Have we gotten to that point yet?
Yeah, I definitely think it is. Of course, Tuesday night we shot 15 of 20 against Antioch. We thought we may be turning the corner, but then, last night 7 of 21. I mean, we tried coming. I mean, people in there before practice shooting, staying after practice shooting free throws. It's different things, punishment-wise, at the end of practice you may do, and just game situations like. And so we're gonna have to think about some more stuff.
Try pull something out of the hat, huh?
Yeah.
To do what you were able to do last night on the road, and with those struggles from the foul line. And take on a pretty potent offense in the Siegel Stars, and I guess holding them to 65 points is a pretty good thing, because they score in the 70s, 80s, 90s sometimes.
Right. I mean, just like last time we played them, we gave up 82 or 83, I think it was, and we told our players there's no way we can win a game in the 80s against them, so we were gonna have to get in the 60s, low 60s, high 50s, and they got 65, so it was okay.
When you look back at that, are you able to see growth? Do you compare scores from a first meeting to a second meeting when you get to that point and see where this team has made some strides, obviously?
A little bit. I know our district record is 0-6 right now, but our non-district record is 11-3. So what that tells you is we got a pretty good league. We got great players. We got even better coaches. But I can see us getting better.
This league this year – it's tough, isn't it?
It really is. There's just not a
– maybe the toughest year.
It's just not – even though we were talking beforehand, tough loss last night, and we got the number one ranked team in the state coming up Tuesday, so it doesn't get any easier.
That's the Blackman Blaze that are awaiting, and then you play that tough rival game with Laverne, just gets really easy to hoe this row.
Yeah,
huh?
It's just a gauntlet. You just gotta get through it. We're at a point right now we know about where we can finish if we do some things. So it's right now it's just about getting the best possible seed for the tournament and giving us our best chance to win that first round game, because we are hosting the tournament this year at our place. So it will be a home game for that first round.
Is there any truth to the rumor that the Sean Middleton press area is being constructed right now, and there are going to be lavish accommodations for broadcasters and
I think we're
going to
have a spread buffet out there. It's going to be you're going to have your own little private area. Nobody's going to be able to bother you. So.
Oh, sounds like a good plan. I appreciate that.
I'll make sure he's on it.
Yeah, well, he needs some help. Trust me. He'll need help with anything like that. Let's see. You've got the Blackman Blaze and Laverne Wolverines coming up, but I did want to talk about non-district that you have taken on recently and beat Antioch 67-70. I make that 67-60 last week, and you play Coffee County and Shelbyville here in non-district play coming up. It kind of intermingled in here, so you kind of got a lot of non-district splashed in there with the district play right before the tournament.
Yeah, it's good. That Antioch game was good for us. It was just a get right game, and we played well at spurts in that one too, and was lucky enough to win, which our kids needed to see a win after losing five straight. So it was good to see the happy faces at the end of the game. And the two non-district games we got left on the schedule, we've both played those teams before and won. So we should have some confidence going to their place, and hopefully we can get those as well.
That was going to be my point about that. It's going to be nice to be able to boost some confidence here and going into these district games that you're going to be very competitive in. Who knows what can happen the second time around?
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta go out there. You gotta prepare and play to the best of your ability.
Chad Caldwell joining us here this morning as we talk about Smyrna boys basketball. He's an assistant coach for Lonnie Drayton out there, and man, this this schedule that you have to play through is so grueling, and injuries are a part of any sport. Where are you now in terms of being healthy?
We're actually okay. One of our few seniors, Manny Woodard, he had heart surgery over the summer. He got cleared for football, and they really wanted us to limit his minutes for basketball. And Tuesday night he was having a problem breathing, so he didn't really play the second half. He's going to be out to at least he probably won't play Tuesday. He may be out until at least Friday when he gets some. He's got to go get some tests done, but just basic injuries, no sprains or whatever. We're okay in that area.
That's just a part of the game. By this time of the year, your trainers are taping and, you know, band-aids on everybody just about.
Yeah, it seems like every time I go by the training room, it's full up with guys and girls. Girls got a lot more problems than we do, but you don't want to see a lot of people in there.
That's very true. One thing I did want to talk about before we look ahead too much is back to that game with Antioch. It was kind of a special night. A lot of alumni came in, and a night where they named the gym after a former Lady Bulldog head coach and also former superintendent of schools, Harry Gill Jr. So that was a nice touch. I understand a lot of folks there and a very nice event.
Yes, it was. It was a nice honor for Mr. Gill. You know, he's done so much for Smyrna, done so much for just Rutherford County in general. It was great to see that gym named after him.
So now it's permanently on the floor, isn't it?
Yep, looks real good.
Yeah,
I was very impressed with the people. I was a little skeptical when they were starting to put it down because it didn't really look right. But then when they got it down, it looked great.
That's why you're a coach and they're in the floor business.
That's why they do what they do.
Let's see. Let's look ahead just a bit this next week. You've got Blackman and Laverne, so things get so much easier in district play with, like you said, the number one team. And Laverne, who, has played, I guess, Blackman to the closest of anybody in the district. And of course, your biggest rival. So, tough week coming up.
Yeah, you know, with that Blackman game, we really just, you know, we need to try to, you know, just hang around, and maybe have a chance to do something at the end. You know, they've been a great second half team of late, and we got to match their intensity from the start and in the second half. So hopefully we can hang around long enough to maybe do something at the end. And on Friday against Laverne, I mean, it's just, you know, that rivalry game. You can usually just throw the records at the window in that one. So, but it's at their place. So we gotta bring it.
Well, Coach, good luck to you this week. I know we'll talk right before the district tournament. And if you need any help with, you know, exactly what Sean needs to do, if you can kind of help him with that Sean Middleton Broadcast Center, we'd appreciate it.
I'll do my best.
All right, Chad, appreciate it. Chad Caldwell joining us to talk about Smyrna boys basketball here on the Prentice Also Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We will return in just a moment and turn our attention to the Blackman Blaze as we roll along here on a Saturday morning on WGNS. Thanks for joining us for the Prentice Also Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
Show your true blue with Middle Tennessee gear from Lightning's Locker Room. From dry